The news was published on Tuesday, September 24th, 2024. I am Mike. Wow, folks, have you been keeping up with the ChatGPT craze? It's like this AI chatbot has gone from zero to hero faster than you can say artificial intelligence. I mean, we're talking about a tool that's now being used by over 92% of Fortune 500 companies. That's not just big, that's astronomically huge. Let me paint you a picture here. Imagine you're back in November 2022, minding your own business, when suddenly this new AI thing called ChatGPT pops up. At first, you might have thought, oh great, another chatbot that'll probably just spit out nonsense. But boy, were we all in for a surprise. This isn't your grandma's chatbot, folks. We're talking about a powerhouse that's revolutionizing how businesses operate. Now, fast forward to today, and OpenAI, the masterminds behind ChatGPT, have just dropped their latest bombshell, GPT-4o. And let me tell you, this isn't just an upgrade. It's like they've strapped a rocket to ChatGPT's back. We're talking voice capabilities, vision capabilities. It's like they've given this AI superpowers. It's the kind of tech that makes you wonder if we're living in the future or if the future has decided to crash on our couch. But hold on to your hats, because it's not all smooth sailing in the land of AI. OpenAI's got some drama brewing behind the scenes, and it's juicier than your favorite soap opera. We're talking about the exit of Ilya Sutskever, one of the big brains who co-founded the company. It's like watching your favorite band lose a key member. You can't help but wonder what's going on backstage. And if that wasn't enough, they've gone and dissolved their super alignment team. Now, I don't know about you, but when I hear super alignment, I imagine a bunch of tech wizards making sure AI doesn't go all Skynet on us. So, the fact that this team is no more, well, it's got a lot of people raising their eyebrows. The rapid adoption of ChatGPT by major corporations is creating waves across industries, reminiscent of how smartphones revolutionized business practices back in the late 2000s. It's like we're witnessing history repeat itself, but this time with AI at the forefront. Just think about it. Over 90% of Fortune 500 companies are already leveraging ChatGPT in some capacity. That's a staggering figure when you consider this technology has only been around for a couple of years. It's not just big tech firms jumping on board either. We're seeing traditional industries like manufacturing, healthcare, and finance rapidly integrating AI chatbots into their operations. The speed of adoption is frankly mind-blowing. Companies that were skeptical about AI just months ago are now scrambling to implement ChatGPT to stay competitive. It's a classic case of adapt or get left behind. This shift is fundamentally changing how businesses operate and interact with customers. Customer service, for instance, is being completely transformed. Instead of waiting on hold to speak to a human rep, consumers can get instant answers from AI chatbots 24/7. And we're not talking about those clunky old chatbots that could only handle basic queries. ChatGPT can understand context, provide detailed explanations, and even pick up on emotional cues. But it's not just customer-facing applications. ChatGPT is revolutionizing internal processes too. Think about all the time employees spend drafting emails, writing reports, or brainstorming ideas. Now imagine having an AI assistant that can help with all of that in a fraction of the time. It's like having a hyper-intelligent intern who never sleeps. The parallels to the smartphone revolution are striking. Just as the iPhone ushered in a new era of mobile computing and changed how we work and communicate, ChatGPT is redefining the role of AI in business, and just like with smartphones, we're likely only scratching the surface of what's possible. The companies that embrace this technology early and figure out innovative ways to leverage it will likely be the ones leading their industries in the years to come. Now, shifting gears to the latest developments in AI models, the release of GPT-4o with its expanded capabilities is truly a game changer. This breakthrough reminds me of when IBM's Watson showcased its advanced natural language processing skills back in 2011. Remember how Watson dominated on Jeopardy, beating human champions at their own game? Well, GPT-4o is taking things to a whole new level. The Omni in GPT-4o stands for omnipotent, and it's not hard to see why. This model isn't just about text anymore. We're talking about a system that can process and generate text, images, audio, and even video. It's like having a Swiss Army knife of AI capabilities all rolled into one powerful package. What's particularly exciting is how GPT-4o is bridging the gap between different types of data. For instance, you could show it an image and ask it to describe what's happening, then request it to generate a short video based on that description. Or you could hum a tune and ask it to compose a full orchestral arrangement. The possibilities are mind-boggling. This multimodal approach is opening up new frontiers in areas like content creation, scientific research, and even creative arts. Imagine a filmmaker using GPT-4o to generate storyboards, or a scientist using it to visualize complex molecular structures based on textual descriptions. But perhaps the most impressive aspect of GPT-4o is its improved reasoning capabilities. It's not just regurgitating information. It can actually understand context, make logical inferences, and even explain its thought process. This level of transparency is crucial as we integrate AI more deeply into critical decision-making processes. We're likely to see ChatGPT become as ubiquitous in workplaces as email, fundamentally transforming how tasks are approached and executed across industries. Just imagine walking into your office and instead of firing up Outlook, you're greeted by an AI assistant ready to tackle your to-do list. It's not far-fetched to think that within a few years, ChatGPT could be handling everything from drafting reports to scheduling meetings, and even brainstorming creative solutions to complex problems. This shift could lead to massive productivity gains, but it also raises some interesting questions. Will we still need as many middle managers when AI can handle a lot of the coordination and decision-making? How will it impact workplace dynamics when everyone has a hyper-competent AI assistant at their fingertips? And let's not forget about the potential for AI to exacerbate existing inequalities in the workplace. We'll need to be vigilant about ensuring that the benefits of this technology are distributed fairly. But it's not all doom and gloom. This could be a real game changer for small businesses and entrepreneurs who previously couldn't afford a full staff. With ChatGPT, they might be able to compete on a more level playing field with larger corporations. And for employees, it could mean more time to focus on high-level strategy and creative tasks, rather than getting bogged down in mundane paperwork. Of course, there will be challenges. We'll need to figure out how to integrate AI assistance into existing workflows without causing too much disruption. There will inevitably be a learning curve as people figure out how to work effectively with these new tools. And we'll need to address concerns about data privacy and security when so much sensitive information is being processed by AI. But if we can navigate these hurdles, the potential benefits are enormous. We could be looking at a future where work is more efficient, more creative, and dare I say it, maybe even more enjoyable. It's an exciting prospect, and one that could reshape the very nature of work as we know it. Now, let's talk about those voice and vision capabilities of GPT-4o. This could be a real game changer, folks. We're talking about AI assistants that can see and hear just like we do. It's like something straight out of a sci-fi movie, but it's happening right now. Imagine walking into your smart home and having a conversation with your AI assistant as naturally as you would with a friend. No more fumbling with clunky interfaces or trying to remember specific voice commands. You could just chat about your day, ask for advice, or brainstorm ideas, all while the AI is picking up on visual cues and context from your environment. This could revolutionize how we interact with technology in every aspect of our lives. In healthcare, we might see AI assistants that can visually diagnose conditions or guide patients through physical therapy exercises. In education, we could have AI tutors that can see when a student is struggling with a concept and adjust their teaching style accordingly. And let's not forget about accessibility. For people with visual or auditory impairments, this technology could be life-changing. An AI assistant that can describe the world around them or translate sign language in real time could open up whole new worlds of possibility. Of course, there are some potential downsides we need to consider. Privacy concerns are going to be a big issue. We'll need robust safeguards to ensure that these AI assistants aren't being used for surveillance or collecting data without consent. And there's always the risk of deepfakes and other forms of AI-generated misinformation becoming even more convincing and widespread. But if we can address these concerns, the potential benefits are enormous. We could be looking at a future where technology becomes truly seamless and intuitive, enhancing our capabilities rather than distracting from them. It's an exciting prospect, and one that could reshape how we interact with the world around us in profound ways. Those internal changes at OpenAI could really shake things up in the AI world. It's like watching a high-stakes game of chess, with each move potentially changing the entire landscape of AI development. With the exit of key players like Ilya Sutskever and the dissolution of the SuperAlignment team, we might see a significant shift in OpenAI's approach to AI safety and ethics. This could go a couple of ways. On one hand, it might lead to a more aggressive push towards advanced AI capabilities, potentially accelerating the development of transformative AI technologies. If OpenAI decides to focus more on commercial applications and less on long-term safety concerns, we could see some truly groundbreaking innovations hit the market faster than expected. But on the flip side, this shift could also raise some serious red flags in the AI ethics community. OpenAI has been a leader in promoting responsible AI development, and any perceived step back from that commitment could have ripple effects throughout the industry. It might even lead to increased calls for government regulation of AI research and development. There's also the question of brain drain. If top talent starts leaving OpenAI due to these changes, where will they go? We could see a surge of new AI startups founded by former OpenAI researchers, each with their own vision for the future of AI. This could lead to a more diverse and competitive AI landscape, but it could also fragment efforts to develop safe and beneficial AI systems. One thing's for sure, these changes at OpenAI are going to have far-reaching consequences. We might see a shift in the balance of power among the major AI players, with companies like Google, Microsoft, and Anthropic potentially gaining ground. And let's not forget about the geopolitical implications. If OpenAI's leadership in AI ethics wavers, it could open the door for other countries to set the agenda for global AI governance. It's a complex situation with no easy answers, but one thing is clear: the decisions made at OpenAI in the coming months could shape the future of AI development for years to come. We'll need to keep a close eye on how this all plays out and be ready to adapt to whatever new reality emerges in the world of AI. The outcome of these copyright lawsuits against OpenAI could be a real watershed moment for AI development. We're talking about potentially redefining the rules of the game when it comes to training AI models. If the courts rule in favor of the plaintiffs, it could put some serious roadblocks in the path of AI companies trying to use publicly available information to train their models. Think about it. If every news article, blog post, or social media update becomes off-limits without explicit permission, we're looking at a massive shakeup in how AI models are developed. It could slow down innovation in the field and potentially give a big advantage to companies with deep pockets who can afford to license large amounts of content. On the other hand, if OpenAI comes out on top, it could set a precedent that opens the floodgates for AI companies to use any and all publicly available data for training. This could lead to rapid advancements in AI capabilities, but it also raises some thorny ethical questions about privacy and consent. There's also the question of how this might impact the content creators themselves. If AI companies can freely use their work without compensation, will it disincentivize the creation of high-quality content? Or could we see new business models emerge where content creators are paid for the use of their work in AI training? We might even see a push for new legislation to address these issues. The current copyright laws weren't written with AI in mind, and this case could highlight the need for updated regulations that balance the needs of AI development with the rights of content creators. Whatever the outcome, it's likely to have ripple effects throughout the tech industry and beyond. We could see changes in how websites handle their terms of service, how content creators protect their work, and even how we think about the ownership of information in the digital age. It's a complex issue with no easy answers, but one thing's for sure: the decision in this case could shape the future of AI development for years to come. We'll need to stay tuned and be ready to adapt to whatever new reality emerges from this legal battle. This is Mike from Listen 2, bringing you the latest in AI news and analysis. Stay informed, stay curious, and remember, the future of AI is being shaped right now, and we're all part of the conversation.